annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
And connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Rockstar CEO Eric Huberman of Hawk Media stopped by recently with his tips on creating beneficial partnerships.
A few things. Really find the super connectors, and this is something that a lot of times becomes redundant, but, you know, tap into your industry. Like for us, we're really involved in the, you know, digital e-commerce startup, you know, community. So figure out who else is that's very well connected, that's out there talking to the people that you want to work with. And then find a way to reciprocate, because if you're hustling and they're hustling and you guys can combine forces, you're going to be able to bring them stuff they can't find themselves, and vice versa, and then it becomes an ecosystem. And I truly believe that all business is about finding win-win situations with everyone around you. It's about figuring out how can you benefit the people around you, whether it's your customers, your employees, your partners, other companies, so that they're rooting for you and they'll help you in the same way you can help them.
We just heard some great tips on how to leverage relationships to build your business to be successful. Joining me is Chris Shang, a growth strategist. I'm curious, when you go into a business, how do you leverage other relationships, thought leaders, and influencers to either help build your personal brand or help the business grow?
Sure. So I got a funny story about that.
Lay it down for us. What is it?
So when I was working on Simple Tux, which was an online tuxedo rental company, as you can imagine, there's only a few 800-pound gorillas in that space, and one being is Men's Warehouse, right? As I was kind of building that business, we always kind of referred back to their annual quarterly reports to kind of see like how they're growing, understanding the industry and things like that.
So you'd look at Men's Warehouse, your competitors, to figure out what to do?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I mean, or also just understand like the space in general, right? Because I'm not a suit manufacturer. I don't really understand the unit economics necessarily, and I have to dive into it somehow. So one of the things that kind of ended up happening towards the latter part of before I exited from that was I reached out to the CEO of Men's Warehouse. I reached out to him via LinkedIn, and literally was like in my living room, had a glass of wine, and was like, you know what, I'm just gonna write down my thoughts,
and send it to him.
And so I wrote down my thoughts. And when I was writing down my thoughts, it was more along the lines of not how can you help me, but how can I help you based on what I've learned, right? And I think that's also super important in terms of creating relationships is giving something or offering something. So anyways, I just wrote down like Men's Warehouse at that time just like fell 10% in the stock market, and they had a really bad quarter. And I was trying to talk to them about resonating with millennials and like this new audience and the whole thing about, you know, testing with this new group where you're going to die soon, right?
Yeah.
And so I wrote these things down, my thoughts of what I learned and talking to millennials and our whole strategies and sent it over. And literally within a day and 24 hours, like I got an email saying, hey, when can you come up here and meet? And literally from the CEO of Men's Warehouse. And I was like,
wow. Yeah. Just from going on LinkedIn and reaching out to him.
Going on LinkedIn and reaching out. And
gotta love social media.
Exactly, right? And so I made the trip up there and met with him and like some of the other people from his team, like the CEO, and had a very like thought-provoking hour and a half long discussion with the CEO of Men's Warehouse. And was able to take some of those ideas, implement them for what we were building, but vice versa. I think they were able to look at kind of some of the things that we were doing And, you know, they rebranded since as Tailored Brands, which is interesting. But
so I think the lesson in that, and you can correct me if I'm mistaken, but I think the lesson there, there's a few probably,
sure.
But the one that I really got is you've got to be able to just reach out to anybody, yeah, and not limit yourself by thinking, what if they don't respond?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if their assistant responds? What if I never hear back? What if they think I'm rude? What if they think I'm stupid? Just reach out.
Yeah.
Reach out. Go on social media. Yeah. They are on Facebook.
Yeah.
They are on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You can find their information.
Yeah.
And like what you did, just send them a cold email.
Yeah.
Send them a cold phone call, and you never know what could happen.
Yep. No, totally agree. And I think that's how some of the greatest relationships that I've forged in the past has been like that, is just, you know, going out and reaching to somebody that most people probably think is impossible, or just,
yeah,
like it doesn't. Well, all those hindrances that you just mentioned,
so many more people come up with.
Yeah, and you just create like your dream list of people that you would like to mentor.
I call it the Dream 100.
Of course,
could be clients.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Could be clients. I got it from Chet Holmes. Could be clients. Could be, you know, business people that you want to work with,
yeah,
and partners. Could ultimately be mentors or advisors or celebrities,
yeah,
to endorse your brand or your product. Anything like that. Come up with your Dream 100.
Yep.
Figure out the different ways that you can reach out to them.
Yep.
And then, of course, be different and unique. Right.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and those aren't things that you want to scale, right? Those are things that you want to do on a very unique personal level, well thought out to that individual specifically, because you're asking for so much from them. They deserve like your 100% undivided attention.
I think so, as well. And I think one of the most important things you can do is do your research.
Yeah.
You got to do your research beforehand.
That's the biggest thing.
And if you can, you got to do something that's going to make you stand out. I'll give some little quick ones that I've done that have,
sure,
worked really well. I found people that low-key, they do just... people that are ultra successful,
yeah,
and you got to come up with something that they don't have.
Yeah.
And so it's tough to buy something that they don't have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may not be worth buying something that's thousands,
sure,
or tens of thousands of dollars to stand out. It may be, you never know. So how do you find something that fits your budget and allows you to stand out? For me, again, I made, you know, the iPad, you can buy them for $99. You can do the shoe thing. Another one is I'll go online and I'll get a custom bobblehead,
mm-hmm,
made of this person.
Nice.
I'll do these little things on Amazon you can buy. They're plastic,
yep,
and it's a maze that you roll a little metal ball through, and then when it gets to the end,
yep,
it unlocks.
Interesting.
So I'll put a $20 bill, a $50 bill, a $100 bill, depending on the client,
yep,
and I'll, with Sharpie, map out where you're supposed to roll the ball,
mm,
and then they'll get it, and it'll say, follow the path and unlock the $100, and that'll be the first thing I've shown you how to do to make your first $100 in next case.
Interesting.
And then I'll say,
okay,
give me a call, and I'll show you how to increase your sales by 20%.
Got it.
So little crazy things like,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
where it'll cost you $5.
Yeah.
To buy the thing on Amazon,
yep,
and then you can put whatever you want. You can,
yep,
put a dollar in there. It's the thought
of course,
and being creative and standing,
yeah,
out. What are some things that people can do that make them stand out that are different? Is it the phone call? Is it email? Is it sending gifts? Is it social media? Is there one that you think is better, or should you just try them all and see what works?
I think try all and see what works best for you, right? It's,
yeah,
the same thing as looking at a company and figuring out what works for them, because, and this whole thing stems around, again, self-awareness. You know, you may not be a great phone person. I am. Like, I need to talk to somebody in person, right?
Face-to-face, nothing's better.
Yeah, face-to-face ideally, but if geography is a limitation, then by phone, right? And that's me. And I've learned how to translate that to email and all this other stuff. But you may not be a great phone person. You may have a hard time kind of cutting out all the BS and just being yourself. And I think,
yeah,
if those are the cases, be smart. You can test emails, right? So those are things that you can get onto a platform, do MailChimp. I mean, they have enough analytics for you. You can just go ahead, test different ways of how you would say something, see which one's the most responsive, create benchmarks, and then test against those, right? So, so I think everybody's going to be different. And I think it's just still boils down to like that self-awareness.
And I think persistency, which is something you and I keep coming back on,
yeah,
and I want to hammer it in, is some of the best people that I now have that are friends and mentors,
yeah,
and partners, some of the best people took me 10 to 20 to 30 emails and phone calls,
yeah,
with no response.
Yeah.
Not a maybe or a this. No, with no response.
Yeah.
Some of the best partners, friends,
sure,
and clients I have. And because you got to be persistent, and,
yeah,
every time you got to be a little unique, you got to stand out.
Yep.
You know, for sure, on every single holiday, you want to reach out, because that's,
yeah,
the time. If you know their birthday, reach out, send them something.
Yep.
Anything you can do to be what we call somebody's top 150.
Yeah.
This research says people can only hold 150 things in their head, like brands and people and things,
yep,
like that. So you want to be one of the top 150 brands and people.
Yeah.
And the way that you do that is by consistently reaching out. But what are some other things people can do to make sure they can get that face-to-face?
I think just reaching out in whatever shape, way, or form possible. Being creative, some of those ideas you threw out there, is like, it's very creative.
Yeah.
I think people should use them. I mean, I think getting a gift or like using the thoughts of like doing research. There's really no limitation. And I think it's just a mindset. And I think that's the biggest hindrance, is people aren't tuning into that mindset. But get over your fears, get over yourself, and like, we are specks of sand in the grand schemes of the universe. Like, these great people or CEOs or like the powers and movers and shakers of the world are also realizing that. They know that. They have already that perspective of, I'm just a small speck of sand, and I'm here to serve. Like, the best, I feel like, the best, most powerful people are always there kind of to serve, right? And
for
so
sure,
when
100%.
They get that response from somebody saying, hey, you know, you've moved me in this way, and you shared, you know, so many great insights about this and this and this, and it's really changed the way that I think things. Even if you are afraid, I would even like address that in the room and just be like, look, I was really hesitant to reach out to you, and this took a lot of courage, but this is what happened, and this is like my journey of like how I got to write this, right? And I think you'll be surprised like how many people will engage. Actually, I'm going to use that one now, because like I think people will respond to when you are when you share something vulnerable about yourself.
100%.
Right?
You're being real.
Yeah. If somebody ever did that, and people have written to me about, look, I really didn't know how to get things started and blah blah blah, and I reach out to those first.
I just got one of those today on the way here, and it was just like, you want to help.
Exactly. And I think that's the one that people should be doing.
Yeah, I love that. That's the perfect way to end it. Vulnerability and transparency. Chris Sheng, full of wisdom, brother. I love it.
Thanks.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1150 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1150.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So how do you disrupt an $8.5 billion industry? I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me today is Angel Anderson, the CEO and co-founder of Nail Snaps. It's amazing to have you on our show today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So the question posed was, how do you disrupt an $8.5 billion industry? And I know that's what you guys are doing right now with Nail Snaps. Could you share a little bit about how are you guys going about disrupting the industry?
Sure. Well, a fun fact about nail polish is that it actually came out of the car industry. So a woman in a car factory in 1916 took enamel that she was supposed to be using to paint a car and put it on her fingernails. And right around that time, the very first polish brand was marketed to women under Revlon's brand.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, women have been painting their nails the same tedious, toxic way ever since. And now with social media, we've started inspiring each other. Nail art has become one of the top five most shared things on social media.
And you just follow the stats.
Yeah,
today.
But it's driving more and more demand for crazy, cool custom nail art. But actually getting cool nail art is really tedious. It's expensive. It's hard to do if you don't have a lot of ambidextrous skill.
Yeah.
And so we kind of took a step back and looked at all of that sharing and thought, what if there was a way to use the pose that a lot of women use to share their social media nail art? What if we created a stencil around that and allowed women to create nail art from an image and use that stencil to turn the texture of their favorite clothing or their favorite pattern or skyline or favorite superhero into custom nail art? And so that's what we've done with Nail Snaps.
Awesome. So that's clearly your guys' unique value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys doing to get that out? You said you're leveraging social media because that's one of the top five most shared things.
Yeah.
So how do you guys get engagement on social media to get people to share? I can see you've got amazing... Obviously, you're repping your own brand right now.
Always.
So how do you guys use social media to get to become one of the top five most shared things?
Oh, so we are constantly taking photos of nail wraps, obviously, but we are also encouraging people to share nail art. And as I said, it's such a viral category. It's the kind of thing where if I give you a t-shirt, your likelihood of actually wearing it is pretty low. Your likelihood of posting a photo of you wearing it onto Instagram is ridiculously low. But if I give you nail art and you're able to put it on and it looks cool, it's very, very high probability that you're going to post it. And so that's what we're encouraging in our packaging and in our messaging on our website. Show us the creations that you've made. And because it's your own custom design, I think people are even more incentivized to show it off.
I can take any image or any picture I want and I can put it on my nail. Just explain the process.
That's exactly right. Okay, so you download our free mobile app on the App Store. We actually made the App Store's best new apps list right when we launched. Not easy to do, Not easy to do for an MVP, and we have made improvements since then. But you can download the free mobile app, and then you snap a photo. You can bring in photos from Instagram or Facebook or your photo library. Let's say you wanted to have nail art that perfectly matches the pattern of your shirt, for example. I could take a photo of your shirt.
That would be exactly what I'm going for.
It'll bring out your eyes. You can take a photo of the shirt, use our hand post stencil to figure out exactly how you want to lay it out on your nails, and you can tap a nail and lock that part of the image and copy it across all your nails, or you can have an image that goes kind of contiguous, so you can have like the plaid sort of crossing against your nails. Does that make sense?
So I have to buy a machine from you?
No, that's the best part. So people don't like having to maintain printers in their homes. You probably have a printer in your house right now that's out of ink.
So then what is it that I do then?
So
do I get it on?
You just design how you want it to look in the app, and then we print and ship it to you, and it arrives at your house.
Because there's snaps or...
So anything that you can snap a photo of, you can wear on your nails.
Is this your first business that you started?
This is the first business that I've started.
Okay, well, take me back to the beginning, because obviously you're doing an amazing job so far, and you're disrupting an $8.5 billion industry. But I'm curious to know, I always want to know, how did somebody's journey start? When you first... decided you were going to make that leap to becoming an entrepreneur. Take me back to that part in your life.
Okay, so in 2013, 2014, I was working as the vice president of user experience design at a global agency called Crispin Porter and McGuskey. And we were a creative agency coming up with lots of media campaigns and big brand ideas, but also doing big platform work for clients like Domino's and MetLife. And I had this idea while standing in Rite Aid, the font of all inspiration. I was standing in Rite Aid, and I was looking at this wall of nail art and thinking, this is the cheesiest BS. It's so crappy. Like floral patterns that look like 1970s shower curtains. And I thought, I love the convenience of nail wraps, but I really want something that's me. I want something that fits my style and says a little something about me. It's kind of like modern flair, you know? And I thought, I can put my Instagrams these days on anything. Why can't I put my Instagrams on nail wraps? I bet you there's an app for that. So I went home,
And there wasn't.
And I thought, this is crazy. This is such an obvious thing. Instagram and nail art, that's peanut butter and chocolate that needs to be put together. And I just couldn't believe that it didn't exist. And it was one of those ideas that was rattling around in my head. And working at a creative agency, you get a lot of creative ideas, you know, your whole job is to come up with stuff that nobody's ever done before. Yeah. But this was one of those things that didn't actually translate to being valuable for any of our clients. But I couldn't stop myself thinking about it. I started drawing out how it could work. And as a UX designer, I always start sketching and thinking, okay, you know, this idea of a stencil could be really cool because that's how people are sharing their art. How could I use that to sort of signal to them how I want them to share their art once they've created it through this app? And I met my co-founder. When I met her, that was like when it really kind of took off. It was one of those things where I could have just stayed at my cushy job and, you know, gone to Cannes every year and had rosé. Or I could take the leap off of the very steep cliff and go into something totally new, which I did.
In one second, I want you to tell us what it felt like to be able to quit your job in just a sec. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining me right now is Angel Anderson, the CEO and co-founder of Nail Snaps. Nail Snaps is basically something where I can take any image I want, get it laser printed on some little nail snaps, and then put it right on my nails?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Right.
So my question is, what did it feel like when you went in and were able to quit your job knowing that you were going to be able to start your own business?
You know, I sort of was playing chicken with myself because I had this great job that I really, truly loved. I was working on world-class clients, and I had a team that I really enjoyed working with. But at the same time, every single day, more and more traction was happening with Nail Snaps. We, you know, had our patent out for acceptance, and then we got a partnership with a Japanese company who were so excited to start marketing it in Japan.
That seems like it'd be huge in China and Japan.
Yeah. So I thought, gosh, you know, we have our first international partnership. I've kind of, you know, really shepherded this patent application through. I'm spending more and more of my mental focus on Nail Snaps and doing a disservice to the job that's actually paying me. And even though I'm not going to be drawing a salary for a while. I really got to make the leap.
What was the biggest lesson or a couple of the lessons that you extracted from this journey so far of starting your business and quitting your job?
Well, I think having a great co-founder is absolutely key. Like I said, she was sort of the catalyst to get me to let go of the safety belt of my job and really start pushing on this and making it a reality.
So
I don't think
co-founder.
Nail Snaps would exist if the two of us hadn't decided to come together and birth this baby.
Okay, so great partnerships. Anything else?
Just keep swimming.
Have a really congruent message to market match. In
yes.
your case, it was, you said, you know, we hit a nerve. There hadn't been anything else like this in the marketplace to serve the community for Instagram pictures or anything to put on your nails. So a really good message to market match or product to consumer match and great co-founders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, I love that. I'm excited when we get back in just a second to pick your brain on the business side of things.
Okay.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Krause-Hess, and I am here with some simple tips to get you bathing suit ready by Memorial Day. So first, let's talk a little bit about protein. Picking a high-protein snack is always going to be your best bet. It's going to help keep you full longer, and it's going to help put gas in the engine to keep the car running all day. That's why I love Pure Protein Bars. They have up to 21 grams of quality protein that's going to help your body work its best, and under 3 grams of sugar, which we all know is important. Best of all, it's delicious, so you want to reach for it. Next up, let's talk a little bit about meal prep, okay? People think meal prep is too hard. Let me give you a life hack. Minute Ready to Serve Rice. It is portion control.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We'll be right back.
let's go to Mark Lack.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, and joining me today is the CEO and co-founder of Nail Snaps, Angel Anderson. It's great to have you today.
It's such an honor to be here.
So we're going to get started with the 60-second CEO. I'm going to rapid-fire some questions at you. I just want you to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
If you could have a superpower, what would you want it to be?
Flight.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Probably Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy.
How do you unplug?
Usually by the plug by my bed.
If you had an extra hour in the day, how would you want to spend it?
An extra hour I would spend out for a walk.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
People who mispronounce words.
Who's your favorite entrepreneur?
Arianna Huffington.
What's your favorite book?
Gone with the Wind.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
Prague.
Let's see here. Describe yourself in one word for me.
Tenacious.
Okay, last question is, what's one of the craziest things you've ever done?
I won a 4-foot-high trophy at karaoke by singing Welcome to the Jungle.
Wow, well, maybe we'll get you to do some karaoke for us on here.
Maybe.
Okay, so you're disrupting an $8.5 billion industry.
Yes.
What do you think is the key to being a successful entrepreneur?
I think tenacity definitely helps. Also, understanding that there's a lot of trial and error and not getting frustrated. I had a really crappy job right out of high school. I was a telemarketer.
Not an easy job.
Not an easy job, but it actually taught me something really valuable, which is when you call somebody up and you're asking them for money for like Greenpeace or something, you can kind of tell right away if they're trying to get off the phone, and it's okay to let the ones who just want to get off the phone off the phone. But the ones who are interested in talking, draw them out and you know, get them to understand the mission and want to contribute.
So what's the key to telemarketing then? Because I love sales and marketing. Telemarketing is a form of that. It's a vehicle to be able to achieve the same outcome. So for you, what's some of the tips you have for somebody doing telemarketing?
Number one, you cannot sound like you're reading because it's going to put everybody to sleep. If you have a script, memorize it and then speak extemporaneously, because if you sound like you're reading even for a flash of a second, you really have to have that just roll off your tongue and feel like it's a natural conversation. And you have to remember that they signed up for Greenpeace. Yeah. They support Greenpeace or whatever it is that you're raising money for.
You're just asking for the money.
Yeah, you're asking for the money. And I feel like, you know, it's the same with fundraising. You know, we did a successful Kickstarter, but then we also did an angel round recently, and seed round rather. And the seed round, weirdly, it was easier than the Kickstarter, but I think part of that is you're having a conversation with somebody who has heard about you and is interested enough and has probably done a little bit of research before they've sat down with you. It's yours to lose. And so if you just sit there and have a good conversation and really get them to understand that you're the right kind of person to have them put their faith in, and that they already think that this is a good idea, they wouldn't probably have taken the meeting. I think that, you know, that same tenacity is really important to both telemarketing and fundraising for a startup.
Well, something you said that I think is interesting is you said it was easier to raise money from an investor than it was for Kickstarter. So I want to ask you about that in a second, the keys to successful raising money. But the question I want to ask now is something that you mentioned earlier, which was trial and error. Mm-hmm. And I think it's super important that we touch on that for a second here. So what do you mean by, as an entrepreneur, when you're starting out, you have to get ready to experience a lot of trial and error?
So one of the things that has kind of been a big challenge for us is sizing. Everyone's a special snowflake, and even on the same person, from one hand to another, you might have a thumb on your right hand that's wider or narrower than the thumb on your left hand. Mm. And what's more vexing as an entrepreneur who's trying to work in the nail space is that you are probably never going to take the time to measure your nails, even if you're buying a nail wrap product. And even if you did take the time to measure your nails, nails are a convex surface, so they curve side to side and they curve front to back.
And everybody's is a little bit
and
different.
And every curve is a little bit different. So while I look like I might have petite hands, I'm actually wearing a larger size because my nails are so curved that when you lay it out flat, they're rather wide. So
how do you guys overcome that?
Well,
that's obvious. I didn't think about that. That's crazy. You got 10 different fingers you got to do.
Yeah. So you know, and for us, it's even more of a challenge. Other wrap companies in the space just give you about 18 wraps, and it's all the same design, and you just pick and choose which one maybe fits the closest.
Okay.
For us, we're trying to do something where you can do a skyline that goes across your hands, or a superhero flying across your hands. So if that's where the face goes, it's really important for you to know that. So
yeah.
All of our fingers are actually labeled on the wrap sheets, which means we have to even be more precise in the sizing. So we did a couple of things. We initially went out of the gate with three different size options, and we did a lot of testing with friends, family, and then our Kickstarter backers, because they ended up being the most engaged fan base and so eager to help and be part of this. I think Kickstarter backers in particular really feel an emotional investment, even though they might have only parted with $15, they really feel like they're part of making this happen, and truthfully they are. So we reached out to them and had them test different sizes, and we found out that with about two sizes per finger, we could serve about 80% of the female population.
Wow.
And now we're looking at new ways to give people options of having, say, like maybe a medium size always, and then additional 10 that are smaller and additional 10 that are larger. We're also looking at ways to change up the order layout so that there's more mixing and matching possible. It's a constant challenge, and we're already doing more than anybody else in the space.
So that's your competitive advantage in a sense right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But there's more we could do still. So, you know, I never stop thinking about how we can get the sizing just
so
to be perfect.
I've got to go back to the initial question.
Okay.
I've never heard anybody say yet that it was easier to raise money from an investor than it was from Kickstarter. So what's the key to raising money from an investor that made it easier for you guys?
I think the key to raising money with investors is, one, they are putting out a shingle saying, I'm an investor, I have money. Now, what I've found is that's not always true. A lot of people like to think of themselves as an investor, but they're not actively investing, and it's really important to weed those out. But if you're talking to somebody who is truly looking for a great business opportunity, and you happen to have a great business opportunity, it's really just a matter of convincing them, hey, I'm somebody who's trustworthy. Here's what I've accomplished so far. Here's what I plan to accomplish next. Be part of this journey with me. And I think it's a much easier sell than, hey, so-and-so, who's a Facebook friend that I haven't seen in 15 years, can you give $20 to my Kickstarter, which may or may not ever lead to anything? You know, I think
it's easier to raise $1 million from one person than to get a million people to give you a dollar.
Yes. So there's also the quantity factor. That's another important thing. You know, with Kickstarter, we ended up raising the money from almost 1,000 people. So having 1,000 people part with their money, you know, you're literally begging every single person you've ever met to give you $5, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just aggressive because we really wanted to make sure. I didn't want to have that be the first big thing that I was trying to do on my own and have it be a public failure. So I remember being at a design conference, and you know how sometimes they'll have the speaker with the tweets going up the wall and you can watch the tweet stream? I hijacked the conference hashtag and started posting images of our Kickstarter to that, and I took over a 6,000 person hall during that conference to make sure that everybody who was there saw our Kickstarter, contributed to the Kickstarter, and I did not rest until we got funded that weekend.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining me is Angel Anderson, the CEO and co-founder of Nail Snaps, which is basically I can take an Instagram photo or any picture I want, get it printed out, and just snap it on my nails, right?
Correct.
I love that. So what are you guys doing when you're looking to hire employees? Nowadays, the average millennial is going to have over 16 careers throughout their life. So that means you're going to spend all this time and energy to hire, hopefully, some great talent, train that person to become part of your company culture and vision, and then odds are, statistically speaking, they're going to end up leaving in just a short few years, if not sooner.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing to hire amazing talent and, more importantly, retain it once you get it?
So I think hiring amazing talent is about finding people who really, really gravitate to the mission of what you're doing.
I think nowadays people are more incentivized through praise and feeling like they're part of a tribe and a community and they can work their way up. through that tribe, as well as, of course, monetary compensation. But what are you guys doing? Are you using more monetary? Are you tying people into the vision, giving them different forms of compensation and praise?
Compensation and praise are kind of a given. I'd say an additional layer that we're adding is education and growth. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned sending her off to a training.
Yeah.
Just last week, you know, we were lucky enough to get selected for a pro bono design sprint by Elemental, which is a UX firm here in LA. And they walked us through the Google 5-day design sprint, which is fabulous. If you've never done it, I highly recommend it. And that was a wonderful experience for her to kind of grow and learn to see how that's facilitated, how it's structured. And any kind of opportunity that I have to teach her, you know, I brought her on saying, hey, I've been doing UX for many, many years. I can help you with your portfolio and mentor you as well as give you experience. But now it's really about making sure that she is growing and her skill in the UX world is going to hopefully outpace me because I'm going to need to be more involved in the day-to-day of running
the
company.
So her name's Kelly?
Her name's Kelly.
Okay, so you've got Kelly and you've got a ton of other entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs and a giant stadium like Joel Osteen, right? 80,000 people in a stadium.
I feel the power.
And you're going on stage right now.
Yes.
Giving your best advice.
One of the things that I was very fortunate to have at Chrisman was the first job in my entire career where I got to be my entire authentic self. I didn't have to put on a corporate face for that particular job. And being kind of wacky and being a little, you know, fashion forward and being a little kooky sometimes, that's part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I had to tamp that sort of thing down and be very, you know, strategic minded and, you know, very linear sometimes. And it just felt very confining. At CPB, I was encouraged to really flower and be my whole creative self in every way. And once that kind of took root, it was impossible actually to turn it off. And that's what's led me to start this business. And now, as happy as I am with Nail Snaps, I see a ton of opportunity in my future. So I think be centered in yourself because that's the most fertile soil from which to grow any dream.
Angel Anderson, CEO and co-founder of Nail Snaps. I appreciate you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
There's always something else to be done and more you'd like to achieve. So how do you keep your day running efficiently without being overrun? Here are a few easy steps to effectively run your day as an entrepreneur. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, calm the brain. Meditation or a mindfulness practice is an essential workout for the mind. It only takes 10 to 20 minutes in the morning to practice and can really help you manage your day and your life more effectively. Number two, stay organized. If you aren't an organized or punctual person, then get the help you need to become one. This can be with an organization app or by hiring someone part-time to assist you with the task, time, and calendar management. For the Business Rockstars podcast, go to play.it. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, and this is our CEO Roundtable segment. And joining me today is two beautiful rock stars. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jessica Naziri, and I am a writer, blogger, and entrepreneur. I write about technology and make it fun and exciting for females to get involved.
What about you?
I'm Catherine Ahn. I'm the founder and CEO of Teatro Restaurant and Ahn Catering.
How do you guys stay passionate and motivated in what you're doing? I know the roller coaster of being an entrepreneur is not easy, and sometimes we can hit some pretty lows. But I'm curious for you guys, how do you stay passionate, empowered, and motivated in what you're doing?
I think that's easy if you mind me asking.
Answering
first. Just to begin with, the career that I chose for myself, that's where my passion started. So I continue working with people that are along the lines and within my goals, and it just keeps it exciting and fresh all the time for me.
Well, what about for you, Catherine?
I love the food industry space. I go out and eat a lot, so that's easy for me. It's also part of a family business, and that's also so important to me.
It's trendy now to be an entrepreneur. It used to be like, oh, you don't have a job and you're trying to start something. Now, being an entrepreneur or a CEO or self-employed is like the cool, hip thing to do. So let's talk about the negatives and the stressful parts of being a CEO, just to be real about it. What do you think?
Wow, just, you know, you never know when the money will be coming in. And at the end of the day, they say, like, you know, with your passion, all that will start coming in. But there are times I'm like, wow, did I make a good decision over there? Is my rent going to pay itself, you know? So I think that it's a little unstable initially, right? And then after a while, once, you know, your business grows, then there's stability.
Yeah.
What about for you, Catherine? The ups and the downs. What are some of the tough parts of being an entrepreneur?
Well, like I was saying earlier, it's like you, once you have, for me, the fun part is creating the product and the concept. And once that's done, then you really have to pay attention to your team and keeping them happy. And I take a lot of things to heart. So even when I hear like my dishwasher is not happy, I'm like, why is he not happy? Like, it's really hard to foster that team that wants to stick with you and put in that loyalty and that dedication. That's the part that's most important to me. And I find that that part is a skill, that balance on itself is an art form in itself. Like, you don't want to be too close to your staff, but you don't want to be too distant to them either. So it's been an art balance for me, trying to decide how close do I get to my staff and still foster like a happy, like, core environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you get personal? Do you text them? Right. Like, how do you correspond?
Are you sending emojis or not?
Yeah. I think it's just finding that good balance between making sure that they know that you are their friend, but at the same time, you're also the boss. And so I agree, though, it's hard to draw the line. But I think it's different with each person.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can adapt to each individual.
Yeah, you have to.
A question I'm curious to ask you guys is, do you focus more on working hard or working smart?
Ah, that's a great question. I think it's about working smart. When people finish at like 11 p.m., sure, there's always things to do. But, you know, I say try not to multitask. Have a few things you're going to do, like three like checklist items, and then kill those, then go on to the next thing instead of like doing 5,000 things at once and ending it, you know, 1 a.m.
I agree.
So work smart.
I'm always trying to work smart.
Yeah.
I say that I hate working hard. I see a lot of entrepreneurs, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I admire them and respect them for it, but I see a lot of people like Gary Vaynerchuk. Love the guy, amazing guy. But he brags about working 18 hours a day and not spending a lot of time with his family. And so for me, I want to do the opposite. I'd rather be relaxing 18 hours a day and have my money be making me money. So for me, I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can work smarter, which is why I'm always reading books and going to events and trying to study from other smart people that have the systems and the business model that allows them to generate the income without them. So do you have anything? Are you hard worker, smart worker?
No, I definitely agree with you, but I give credit to the staff that works hard, because I feel like at the same time, finding those employees that want to work hard for you and show that dedication is also rare. And the other part, if I can train them to work smarter, I will. But I want them to show me that they will put that dedication and work hard.
Yeah.
And the rest, I'm willing to train them. Yeah.
I love that.
And it does depend on the line of business,
yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah.
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 When does a CEO know that they should step down as CEO and replace themselves and hire a new CEO?
When they've done everything they can for the company. At that point, when they're not serving it. Exactly.
Okay. What do you think, Catherine? You're in the...
Your family business
has been around for 40 years, so I'm sure you guys have had iterations of CEOs.
Well, you know, I realize, like... how do I say this? I think for my family, for a long time, it's because we have such a great brand, and everyone's wondering, like, how come you only have five? And that's because we only have, like, five sisters. And it's been hard for my family to find the right partner to have us grow. It's that trust thing, like, really learning how to trust someone and then being able, when it's something that you start as from scratch, you don't want to pass the torch over necessarily. It's harder, but you have to in order to grow the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap our segment up here with some powerful quotes or sayings that you live by. Do you guys have any off the bat? For me personally, I say it all the time, but that's because it changed my life as soon as I started applying these, and I have them written down for me to see them every day. The habit is more important than the effort, and do less, better to completion. Those habits and conditioning myself to see those every day has really served me, because when you get done at a long day of work, you don't always want to put the effort in to go and hit the gym, but the habit's more important than the effort. So 5 minutes a day, or waking up, I don't always want to study in the morning, but I make myself do it. And if I don't want to do an hour, I'll just do 5 minutes, because again, the habit's more important than the effort. And then as a CEO, you're always juggling stuff, so trying to do less, better to completion, and not start something if I'm not going to finish it. But what about you guys? What are some sayings or quotes that you've lived by that have served
you?
Well,
now I like that one. I'll take that.
I had this one came, it was more of a fable, but it's too long, so I won't bore you guys
just
with
a quick,
it.
Just one quick saying.
Okay, so one quick saying. you are what you think you are, because I think it starts from all from within. One. Like, if you don't you think you're going to fail, you're going to fail. But if you believe you can do it, you're going to keep working hard at it and push yourself there.
The power of focus.
Yeah.
I love that one. What about Jessica? Let's end on a good one.
There are so many, and I get inspired all the time whenever I meet people. I mean, that's fantastic. The one that you just said is fantastic. But I think that this is something that I always say to myself. If it were easy, everyone would do it. Right? So if it's hard, there's a reason and there's a passion, and then it'll be worth it in the end.
I love that. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.